This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back into Sports Talk, our Friday Valentine's Day edition. We're getting more into our Kellen Moore talk, the new head coach of the Saints. Article was recently put out. Prosser's own Kellen Moore proved he was a football savant long before his Super Bowl win by Jeff Morrow. Happy to join us now. Retired sports editor of the Tri-City Herald. Jeff, thank you so much for the time. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Fantastic. So what's up? You're retired but still putting out articles.
Hey, it beats heavy lifting. You know, I that way I keep my myself out of my wife's hair. You know, I still like to write. So, yeah, I've covered this area for about 40 years now.
Awesome stuff. Got to go through your article, learning a lot more about Kellen Moore. And I know, you find out that, you know, basically being a kid growing up with his dad as the high school coach, pretty much just lived around the football and around the game constantly.
And he just ate it up. And let's not forget his brother, Kirby. The two of them were just a couple years apart. But, yeah, Kellen was just, like his assistant coach, Mark Little, said, was a football savant. And Kirby's like that, too. But, I mean, tell me of any eighth grader you know back in that day that would go online on the new thing called the Internet at that time, basically, and look for college quarterbacks who were throwing in games over 400 yards, and that's what Kellen was doing. And Tom Moore, the father, was telling me, he goes, I didn't know what the Internet was, and they would get those videotapes, you know, VHS back then, and sit there and watch them together. And it was just one of those deals where, and Mark Little said this, his assistant coach said that, you know, you knew that he wanted to be a really good player, but he also knew that someday he wanted to be a football coach, and that's what's going on right now.
Yeah, you know, when we heard Kellen talk, yesterday, and he really talked about, you know, Tom and the football family, you know,
yes.
And we have a 36-year-old head coach who is the youngest head coach in the NFL, but from the perspective of, well, he's been around the game his entire life. You know, he 6 years as a coordinator, 6 years as a player, obviously 4 years at Boise State, but even before that, I'm just curious, you know, the family itself, and just how do you think that's shaped Kellen as he kind of goes into this new role with the Saints?
Well, I think one of the deals that made it so good for him and what he's been doing is that, you know, Tom was that coach that had that town. It was a little town of over 6,000 people. It's a farming community. And Prosser, before Tom got there, was just, you know, they were lucky to be 500, right? And Tom gets there, and they just start to develop this incredible program that's been going on for a number of years before Kellen even gets to put on a uniform. And so he's been around there. He's, I mean, one of the head coaches of Richland High School, a big high school around here, said he and Kirby would be dinking around on the sidelines, jumping on the agility equipment. Just, but they were, at the same time, they were soaking it all in. And And that's what Kellen did. And if the team hadn't been such a good team and they always seemed to go to the state semifinals, you know, maybe he wouldn't have gotten into it so much. But, you know, that winning, it gets contagious.
Looking at, you know, his dad, Tom, what can you tell us about him as a person? Because it's, you know, we're just getting to know Kellen, and it's been kind of hard to read the type of person he is.
Yeah, no, first and foremost, everybody I talk to, and I know Kellen myself, I covered him in high school, just this great kid, and that I think that comes from mom and dad. And what's been really cool to see these last few years is that Tom and his wife, Chris, they decided to move to where Kellen was in Dallas at the time when he was the coordinator for the last couple of years so that they could be close to, I think, more the grandkids than
right.
them, you know. So they have these kids, and so they would help out whenever needed. And then, of course, he left Dallas and went to the Chargers in Los Angeles, and so they moved over there with them. They found their own place. And then, of course, when he went to Philadelphia this last season, then they were living in Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Wow.
So now Chris, the mother, the grandma, she has put laid the law down on Tom and said they're moving back here to this area because she needs a house to hang the photographs on, you know, the walls. So they want to do that because they're still going to go to the games. They're still going to be there a lot. But she needed a home base, and that's exactly why they're doing that. And that is, so it's a big deal for them. It's family. It's all about family. Same with Kirby and his wife and kids. And then, you know, but that was the way he ran the football program. Everybody that had kids, they were more than welcome to hang around the football program all the time. And that's, I think that was really making a welcome situation for someone like Kellen to be able to, you know, feel comfortable in that environment. And I don't know if you obviously read that story. I don't know if you relate it, but where he, as a 10-year-old, is telling this offensive lineman, in the middle of the game, you know, your pro set setup is just too quick. You've got to slow down. You're way faster than this other guy, and you're going to do better. And the coach who ends up, he's a varsity head coach right now in this area. He's like, you know what, the kid was right, but it really annoyed me.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure people in the NFL have similar feelings when, you know, it's your teammate last year and this year he's your quarterback's coach, which is what the case was with the Cowboys. He was a backup for Dak Prescott, and then the next season he's the quarterback's coach, and the next season he's your offensive coordinator calling plays. It is a unique thing, but that's why when people talk about, oh, the age is a factor because he's so young, but it's like, yeah, but what is the experience, right? Because if you believe that guy and you trust that guy, then that age doesn't really matter.
No, you're right. And I think, you know, what has Dak Prescott ever said anything bad about him? No. I think they enjoyed each other's company. He really believed in Kellen. That, to me, says a lot right there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, you know, one thing that has come up a few times with Kellen is, you know, he talks about his notes. He takes notes. You know, even as a coach, early in his coaching career, he'd be taking notes of how he wanted his head coaching kind of 10 years to go, how he wanted to frame his own structure of what his coaching experience would be. And it kind of, you know, you go back and even reading his story, there's a lot of things in there. Okay, he's taking notes. He's got notebooks full of plays. I heard a story. He went to Boise State for his recruiting visit, and he had a playbook. And they're like, what are you doing? What do you mean you have a playbook? And it kind of is funny. I think that is really emblematic of who Kellen is as a person, of like always over hyper prepared. And, you know, I don't think you have the type of success he does at Boise State. You know, he's not, like he said, he's not the biggest guy, he's not the strongest guy, but he wins, you know. And I think that preparation and the note taking is kind of a product of that.
No, he loves what he does, and he always has. And so, yeah, somebody who really loves what they do, they're always researching, studying, and doing things like taking notes. And then he looks back on them and studies more. So that's just the way he is.
What would you say, you know, what you obviously have known for a long time, what are your expectations for him in this first head coaching job?
Well, I know everybody's written about, you know, is writing about the salary cap and everything, but I think he's going to create a really great situation for the Saints. I think that players are going to love playing for him, you know, especially on offense. You know, I think he's got enough connections out there of who he wants to get. And it's really interesting. Tom mentioned this to me about how he's never realized how much of everything in the NFL is based on a handshake. That, you know, you reach out and you're talking to this guy or that guy. Would you like to come here? You know, I've got these other offers. What do you want to do? So he's in the middle of doing all that right now, obviously putting stuff together. He's going to try to find people that he really trusts. This is just my guess, but one of the first things I thought when he got the job was that maybe he'll bring Scott Linehan back, who was the head coach at St. Louis back before the Rams moved to Los Angeles. But Linehan was the guy that really forced or just basically begged Jerry Jones to bring Kellen from Detroit to Dallas back in the day when Linehan was the offensive coordinator. And when he got hurt that one year in training camp, that's when the next year they asked him if you want to be the quarterback's coach. But Linehan grew up and went to high school just about 10 minutes from where Kellen went to in Prosser. So they've known each other for years, and they help each other with clinics. So I think that he might become like just a senior advisor for him, but I think he wants people that he trusts there, but also knows that they can do the job. And I think you'll see that he tries to create a family, just like his dad always did.
Yeah, Lynn, just for as a note, Scott Linehan, Kirby Moore were on the same Missouri staff in 2023. Just saying.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, one of the things that was kind of surprising in my story was that Tom's really confident that Kirby will be a head coach someday, but in college football is what they're looking at. He was looked at by three different universities this last year to be a head coach. So he's pretty confident. And Tom was not surprised at all that Kellen got the job, but he was surprised about how fast it happened. But think about it. Kellen was offer. He interviewed at least with a couple of teams for the last four off seasons. So it was sooner or later it was going to happen, and I'm glad the Saints were able to get him.
Jeff, we heard him say yesterday too. The three big things in his life: faith, football, and family. But we didn't. He was very vague about any kind of extracurricular activities he's into. Was wondering if you know, does he have any hobbies? Because he basically said with the kiddos, it's all about them. Just anything. I was wondering, is there any kind of, what else is Kellen Moore made of besides the football field and family?
You know, the family's a big thing, and it's really cool. I mean, they're, you know, the Little League games and the things like that. But I'm telling you what, this guy will never be outworked by anybody else when it comes to football. And I think that's what he really loves and he throws himself into.
Awesome stuff, Jeff. Definitely appreciate the time, and thanks so much.
You bet. You bet. Good luck this season, guys.
Thank you, thanks, man. Jeff Morrow, retired sports editor of the Tri-City Herald. He's got his article out right now talking about some of the background of Kellen Moore growing up as a kid in high school, then getting recruited by Boise State and moving on. Definitely no surprise to him. You heard it, that he was a head coach. And even Dad, not surprised he got the gig. It just how soon it happened for him. 36 years young. I mean, I can't even think what I was doing at 36.
Yeah, 36 years young, but 8 years into his coaching career, so...
Yeah, we've talked about it. To me, it's really...
I can't think of what I did at 36 either, but it's because I haven't
It just truly says a ton to me that he went from player to quarterback's coach, and then just 1 year as a quarterback coach, and boom, into offensive coordinator.
I mean, it's a guy who has made his entire focus becoming a head coach in the NFL, and that's why, you know, when you get an opportunity for that, he's not turning it down.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.